This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver Public Schools rolled out its first day of remote learning Tuesday, 3 weeks after the coronavirus closed schools. The district serves 92,000 students. Third grade teacher Jessica Erickson said her first day teaching remotely was terrifying because she didn't know what to expect. But the eight-year veteran says it went well.
This is a fun opportunity to really relearn and fall in love with teaching in a different way.
Denver schools will carry on remote learning until the end of the school year, May 29th. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett and other Democratic senators want the White House to immediately release $100 billion from the CARES Act to hospitals in need of medical supplies and protective equipment. Senators sent a letter to the Vice President and Health Secretary in response to reports that the administration plans to reimburse hospitals retroactively. 99 towns and cities across Colorado held local elections Tuesday, and they had to improvise a bit to get it done. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more on how one community in Arapahoe County handled the challenge.
The small town of Foxfield's regular polling place, the fire station, is closed to the public right now. Instead, the town of 800 created a drive-through voting center in a resident's driveway. Here's town clerk Randy Galloway.
We created what we call reachers, baskets on long poles that we hand the paperwork out to and they hand it back in so we can maintain our social distancing.
She would have rather delayed the election, but that would have required a law change by the state legislature, which is on break because of the pandemic. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
This is CPR News.